Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 8, 2024. Wisdom is the inner part of knowledge. It is said that the light of wisdom means the light of life. This is a feeling of power that fills our heart and mind and makes us more and more like the Creator. Question: why is it called wisdom as if it were some kind of knowledge? Answer: this is really knowledge, knowledge of the general picture of the universe, of everything that happens to us. This is called wisdom, the light of Chochmah. And at the same time it is the very energy of life. The point is that wisdom is an internal part of knowledge. You can know many different details and laws, but wisdom is precisely that part of knowledge that helps us embrace the whole picture of the world, feel it, and see it. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 27, 2023. Writings of Balhasulam. What is he will give wisdom specifically to the wise? Keep the Sabbath day. The 14th commandment is to keep the Sabbath day, which is the day of rest from the entire deed of creation, Zohar for all, the commandments of the Torah, 247. Saturday is a special day of the week when we have no right to produce anything. Therefore, there are many laws that state what work, production, rest, and so on mean. We are talking about energy production, mechanical or other actions we should not perform on the Sabbath, Shabbat, because throughout the week we work on ourselves and on the Sabbath the Creator works on us. By correcting egoism for a certain period, we reach a point where the remaining work can only be done by the Creator. As it is said, the Creator will complete for me because man cannot pull himself out of egoism. From Cab TV's Introduction to the Book of Zohar, December 10, 2023. Against your nature. The basic principles of working in a group are mutual inclusion and the abolition of egoism toward each other. You can reach this state through rapprochement with your friends in the Ten and through the joint study of the Kabbalistic materials of Balhasulam and Rabash. This is a lot of work when friends get together, read articles, discuss them, and thus become closer. Question: but our nature is egoism. Is a person capable of cancelling it? Answer: yes. A person can gradually abolish egoism by studying according to the Kabbalistic method. Question: let's say we are reading an article. What should I cancel? Answer: while reading the article, you strive toward the spiritual state it describes, and therefore gradually get closer to the state. That is how we move forward. Question: the point is that this is an example of mutual inclusion. I can understand it. We read together, I get involved in the text, and I join the author's thoughts. What example can you give of self-cancellation? Answer: cancellation occurs as a result of the fact that we act against our nature for the sake of getting closer to our friends and to the Creator. Through the efforts, we gradually approach those spiritual properties that designate the Creator: connection, mutual assistance, love, and so on. Question: let us say that now we have decided to gather in a group to read an article, and I have other more important things to do with egoistic feelings, but I cancel them and do spiritual things. Can you say that in this way, I cancel myself? Answer: yes, this can also be considered an annulment. From Cab TV's Practical Kabbalah, December 5, 2023. Circumcision of egoistic desires. The seventh commandment is to circumcise after 8 days and remove the filth of the foreskin. Zohar for all. Introduction to the Book of Zohar. The seventh commandment. 223. This commandment has only an inner meaning. We define to ourselves what our egoism means, and as we develop, as it is written, on the eighth day we do circumcision to ourselves. It means that we remove the egoistic inclination of our nature in which we were born and develop and leave for ourselves only the non-egoistic part of the desire, which helps us to develop spiritually, act correctly with each other, and leads us to love between us. In other words, the commandment of circumcision is that when a person discovers some desires in himself that he cannot correct, he cuts them off and does not use them. The eighth commandment is to love the proselyte who comes to be circumcised, Zohar for all. Introduction to the Book of Zohar. The eighth commandment. 228. This means that we should help in every possible way those people who have not worked on themselves and have not tried to overcome the evil inclination, egoism, but have already developed a tendency to do so and attract them to us. From CabTV's Introduction to the Book of Zohar, December 10, 2023. Agree with the governance of the Creator. The sixth commandment is to engage in multiplication. Anyone who engages in multiplication causes that river, Yesod of Zah, to always be springing, Zohar for all. Introduction to the Book of Zohar. The sixth commandment, 219. The inner force of creation aims at connecting all created beings and directing them correctly in development so that they confirm the wisdom and correctness of the Creator with their lives and actions. The words engage in multiplication indicate that we agree with the Creator's governance and wish to conform to Him in our actions in creation. From CabTV's Introduction of the Book of Zohar, December 10, 2023. Turn external wars into internal ones. Question: can we say that the external wars that are taking place in the world now are a consequence of the fact that we are not fighting enough internally with the so-called nations of the world? Answer: yes, that is right. Since we are not united internally, various problems arise in the world, and therefore, the whole world screams that Israel is to blame for everything. Question: is it really only prayer that can transfer these external wars into internal ones? Answer: I think so, because we have already fought enough, and it did not help. Nothing in the world will help in any war. We must come to the decision that help can come only if our hearts are united. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 21, 2023. Writing of Rabash: and it shall come to pass when you come to the land that the Lord your God gives you. Know the great and almighty Creator. The third commandment of the Torah is to know that there is a great and ruling God in the world, which includes the entire universe. At the heart of His attitude toward everything from micro to macro is that everything is filled only with love and care so that this world would exist in harmony with Him. The instruction to know the Creator means not just to believe, but to feel within and around you that everything comes from the Creator and calls us to absolute love. The fourth commandment says that the Creator is almighty. In other words, there is no other force except the Creator that governs the world and influences it in any way. The fifth commandment calls everyone to engage in the Torah, that is, to study the internal laws of the universe, accept them, and act according to them. From CabTV's Introduction of the Book of Zohar, December 10, 2023. Special environment. Question: in the article Purpose of Society, 2, Rabash writes that man is created as an egoist who cannot find the energy to perform any actions for the sake of others. Where can one get the strength for this unnatural work? Answer: in your environment. Question: I would like to know what kind of environment are we talking about, because a person's life is in the family, work, and among friends. Answer: no. He must create additional environment for himself, preferably 10 friends, including himself. In this community, they must treat each other as Rabash, Baal HaSulam, and other Kabbalists recommend, so that the connection between them will gradually lead them to a connection with the Creator. That has nothing to do with work colleagues or family. There must be a connection between people who, in order to become one with the Creator, are ready to sacrifice themselves for the sake of others. Question: why can't this be achieved in the family? After all, there is already a connection based on economic relations and instinctive love. Answer: the fact is that for spiritual work it is desirable to gather 10 men or 10 women according to an ideological principle, who would create special conditions for the revelation of the Creator between them. From CAB TV's Practical Kabbalah, December 5, 2023.